Hello, my name is Becca Maitland. I am 12 years old. Today is November 24th, 2018, and I am speaking with Mark, who is my little brother. And we are recording this interview in Oceanside, New York. Let's get started. Okay, so the first question is, did you have a nickname, or do you have a nickname?
Mark the Shark.
Okay, and how'd you get it?
I like sharks.
Why do you like sharks?
Sharks jump, and they're my favorite color.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. The second question is, why did you agree to do this interview today?
I like interviews.
Ooh, why do you like interviews?
They're interesting.
Oh, why are they interesting?
You can learn things.
Oh, you can learn things. That's a good answer. What is it that people say about you that is the most painful?
I am weird.
Why?
Because it hurts my feelings.
And why does it hurt your feelings?
It makes me sad.
Okay. Tell me about a teacher or another adult that has impacted your life greatly.
My mom.
And why your mom?
Because
why?
My mom is fun.
Why is she fun?
I get to go places.
Ooh, where do you go? Give us an example.
The supermarket.
Ooh, and do you buy anything at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Ooh, what do you buy at the supermarket?
Food.
Okay, that's a good answer. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I was touching the shark.
Ooh, how did the shark feel?
Happy, because he had a funny name.
What was his name?
Poncho.
Ooh.
And he had a girlfriend.
Nice. What are you most grateful for?
I am most thankful for the world, and family, and friends.
Why are you most thankful for the world?
Because the world has a lot of awesome things that are important.
And why are you most thankful for your family?
Because then I wouldn't be alive.
Okay, and why are you most thankful for your friends?
Because without friends, I would be sad. Yeah.
That's a good answer. And why would you be sad without your friends?
I won't have anyone to talk to.
Aw. What do you talk to about with your friends?
Toys.
Ooh, what kind of toys?
Toys that we bring to school.
Ooh, what kind of toys do you bring to school?
I bring the Red Lantern guy.
Oh, is he a ninja or something?
No, he's a Red Lantern.
He's just a Red Lantern?
Yeah, he has a ring and he can fly around and create things.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
What are you proudest of, personally and school-wise in your life?
I am proud of math in school. Because I am good at math, and
what are you most proud of? What are you proudest of personally? Take your time.
Having a good family.
Oh, that's nice. So why is your family so good?
They are nice to me.
They are nice to you?
Yeah.
How are they nice to you?
They love me.
How do they love you?
They hug me and kiss me a lot.
Aw, okay. Okay, moving on to the next question. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life? It could be today, it could be yesterday, it could be from 5 years ago. Just tell me the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life. You could have time to think.
Today.
What'd you do today that was really dumb?
I fell.
On what? Or by what? How? How'd you fall?
I tripped over a pillow.
Oh, and where was that pillow? On the couch, on the floor?
In the hallway.
In the hallway? Who put a pillow in the hallway?
I don't know.
Okay. So next question. Do you have any regrets?
No.
You don't? Not one?
Some, but I forgot them.
Some, but you forgot them?
Yeah.
So do you have anything you might have regretted? Like, you think you regret, but you forgot? Yeah, tell us.
I forgot.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered after you pass away?
Oh,
take your time. This is a meaningful one.
A good grandpa.
A good grandpa? How so? You want to be remembered as a good grandpa?
Yeah.
Do you want to be remembered as anything else? A good dad, a good person, a good worker?
A good person and a good dad.
Okay.
And a good doctor.
Oh, you want to be a doctor?
Yeah.
What kind?
Orthopedic surgeon.
Wow. Tell me what that does.
They fix broken hips.
Oh, so you want to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice. Is there anything you want to ask me that you have never asked before?
Yeah?
What do you want to ask me? You can take your time.
What? Earthworm Sally? What do you want to be remembered as?
A nice, funny, and caring person, and a good mom and a crazy cat lady.
Oh, cool.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Yes.
Okay, what?
Be good to other people.
Ooh. And how should you be good to other people?
Being helpful and throwing out other people's garbage.
Ooh. Yeah. That's nice.
Because pollution's bad.
Pollution is bad. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
No.
Okay, you've told everything to me?
Yeah. So far.
Okay.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, so you would say you love me to, like, if this was going to be our last conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, well then I love you too.
Oh, wait. I thought you meant so far.
Okay. Oh, I don't even know. Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Be a good person.
And how should you be a good person?
Be helpful. And love your family and friends.
You hear that, family from many generations from now?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is our last question, or one of our last questions. Did you like school, or do you like school?
I like school.
Why?
Because I have a good teacher this year. I'm in fourth grade, and I have Miss D'Amelio.
Oh, where do you go to school?
School 8.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So thank you for letting me interview you. Is there anything you would like to say before I turn this interview off?
Hello, future generations.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening, and bye.